Mishnah Dalet. Adam v'kelim metamim b'meis. The halacha is that both a person and utensils can become tamei when they come in contact with a mace. Chaymer ba'adam y'b'kelim. However, there is a chumra that applies to a human who becomes tamei from a mace over utensils. U'b'kelim y'b'adam. And there's a chumra that applies to utensils that become tamei more than by adam. As follows. Sha'kelim shleisha. If a kli becomes tamei to a mace, then you could have three subsequent tumas in the link. For example, if a kli touches the mace, so we said earlier, that kli gets the same status as the mace, which is avi avois hatuma. Now, another kli touches the first kli, so the second kli is now in av hatuma. Now, if another kli touches that kli, it becomes a rishon lituma. So therefore, kli can have shakelim shlosha, can have three in the link, v'ha'adam, but as an adam who touches a mace, then shnayim, you only have two in the link, because an adam who touches a mace becomes an avhatuma. He goes and touches something else, it now becomes a rishon. And as we understand, a rishon is not mitame adam v'kelim. It can only be mitame ochlin umashkin. So therefore, when an adam touches a mace, that is only possible to have two tumas in that chain. Chaymer ba'adam. However, we do find a chumra by a person who touches a mace over kelim. Shekol zman shehu be'emtza arba. If you put the person in between two kelim, you can have four in the link. If a kli touches a mace, we said earlier, the utensil becomes a avi avois hatuma. Put the person next, the person becomes an av hatuma. So we now have two in the link, starting with the mace. The mace touched kelim, which are an avi avois hatuma. They touched an adam who is now an av hatuma. Now, if kelim touched that adam, as we said earlier, the kelim again get the status of the adam, which is an av hatuma. So now, if those kelim go and touch another thing, they become a rishon l'tuma. Hein arba. We have four now in the link. If adam is in the middle of the chain, v'she'enei be'emtza. But if the adam is not in between the two kelim of the avi avois hatuma and of the av hatuma, then hein shleisha. You would only have three in the link. So if you have a mace that touched a kli, the first kli is a avi avois hatuma. If it touches another kli, that kli is now an av hatuma. And another kli would be a rishon l'tuma, so you only have three in the chain as opposed to four, which you could have if adam was in between the first kli and the third kli. Mishnah Hey. Adam uvegadim mitamim bizav. An adam can become tamei tumas zav, which is an av hatuma. And also clothing can become tumei tumas zav, which is an avatuma. Chaymer ba'adam y'begadam, however, there's a chumra by adam over clothing, u'ba'begadam y'be'adam, or by clothing over an adam. She'adam ha'negea ba'zav mitamei begadam. If a person touches a zav, he could then go be mitamei begadam. The Mefarshim explain that a person who's touching a zav, his begadim that he's wearing at the time that he's touching the zav become tamei, as the pasuk says, "V'hanigeh bebisar hazav yechabis begadav." If you touch the flesh of a zav, you have to wash your clothing. So obviously, although the clothing didn't touch it, they still become tamei. Whereas ve'ein begadim hanoigim bezav mitamei begadim. But if the begadim are touching the zav and the other begadim are touching them, the second set of begadim would not become tamei. So that's a chumra by adam over begadim. Chaymer bebegadim. There's a chumra of begadim over adam. Sha begadim hanoisim es azav metamim adam. That begadim which are used to carry a zav, which means they have what's called tumas mishkav umayshav. There's a special pasuk that says anything that goes underneath the zav becomes tamei, and that can be metamei other things. So the begadim which carry a zav can be metamei in adam and make him into a tamei. Whereas vein adam hanaisias zav metamei adam. But if a person carries a zav, he does not get tumas mishkav umayshav. Therefore, he would not further go and be metamei another person.